Open Reserve wins initial U.S. approval to operate as a blockchain bank. A U.S. banking agency has given Open Reserve, a blockchain-native bank, preliminary approval to begin operating, according to CoinDesk reporting on September 3, 2026. The decision puts a crypto-first institution on a path most digital asset firms have never been able to walk, through the front door of the federal banking system rather than around it. The approval is conditional and initial, not a full launch. But the signal matters. For most of the last decade, crypto companies that wanted bank-like functions had to rent access through partner banks, chase state money transmitter licenses one jurisdiction at a time, or route deposits through intermediaries. A direct charter approval changes the posture from borrowed access to chartered access. A charter, not a launch, preliminary, or conditional approval, is a starting gun, not a finish line. In U.S. bank chartering, an initial green light typically comes with conditions the applicant has to satisfy before it can take deposits or open to the public. Capital thresholds, board and management sign-off, operational readiness reviews, and often a period of supervised build-out. Firms have received conditional approvals in the past and still taken many months, sometimes longer, to go live. Some never do. That caveat is worth holding on to because charter approvals are easy to overread. What Open Reserve has cleared is the regulator's willingness to consider a blockchain-native model as a bank rather than as a technology vendor sitting next to one. The distinction is the whole story. Direct access collapses the intermediary stack. The typical crypto banking stack today is a stack of intermediaries. A card issuer or exchange holds customer balances through a chartered partner bank, and the crypto firm handles the app while the bank handles the money. That arrangement works until the partner bank pulls out, gets acquired, or faces its own regulatory pressure, at which point the crypto firm's product can freeze overnight. The 2023 failures of crypto-friendly banks showed how fragile that dependency is. A bank charter collapses that stack. If Open Reserve can eventually hold deposits directly, it removes a counterparty layer between the customer and the regulated entity. For anyone who lived through exchange and custodian insolvencies, fewer intermediaries between you and your balance is a structural improvement, not a marketing line. It is also the same reason self-custody options remain the cleanest answer for users who want no counterparty at all. A chartered bank reduces custodial risk. It does not eliminate it. The regulatory backdrop. The timing sits inside a broader push in Washington to give digital assets a clearer legal frame. Circle President Heath Tarbert this week urged Congress to pass the Clarity Act, calling it the missing piece of the U.S. digital asset regulatory framework. An SEC chair, Paul Atkins, has said he expects the Clarity Act to clear the Senate. Charter approvals and market structure legislation are separate tracks, but they point the same direction. Regulators are moving from blanket caution toward defined lanes. Markets read the mood as constructive. As of September 4, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $80,118, up 4.0% on the day, with Ether around $2,506, plus 4.3%, and XRP at $145, plus 5.9% per coin market cap. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 78, firmly in greed. None of that is a direct reaction to one charter approval, but a bank-friendly regulatory tone is part of what has kept sentiment elevated through a strong stretch. The read for spenders and builders. For everyday crypto users, nothing changes today. Open Reserve is not open, and preliminary approval carries no deposit guarantee. The practical read is longer term. If blockchain-native banks can hold federal charters, the plumbing behind stablecoin spending and crypto-linked accounts gets sturdier because the entity holding the balance is directly supervised rather than one partner bank exit away from failure. For builders, the approval is a template. Every crypto card program, wallet, and payments app that currently leans on a partner bank now has a reference point for what a direct charter path looks like. That does not make it easy. Chartering is slow, capital-heavy, and unforgiving of operational gaps. But a path that exists on paper is different from one that does not. The honest caution: initial approvals have stalled before, and a charter is a license to build a bank, not a bank. The number to watch is not this week's headline, but whether Open Reserve converts conditional approval into an operating institution taking real deposits and how long that conversion takes.